This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, April 6th. God's word for you today is know and go. Our scripture reading is taken from Acts 8, verse 29, and it says, "The Holy Spirit said to Philip, 'Go over and walk along beside the carriage.'" I got saved in 1995, and almost immediately, I started telling people about Jesus. Then I came across a gathering I can best describe as occultic. So I would wait outside their meeting place, and as they finish and are coming out, I would preach to their children, the ones in college, the ones that were like my contemporaries. Before long, all their children were getting saved and were getting baptized in the Holy Spirit. A band was forming, which was a big problem for them. I was causing a commotion, even though I did not intend to, but that was what was going on. I do not like trouble, but sometimes it is unavoidable. One day, I was alone in the BQ in my mother's house at the time, and I was worshiping. And a scripture kept burning in my heart, Numbers 23, verse 23. And it says, "No curse can touch Jacob. No magic has any power against Israel. For now it will be said of Jacob, what wonders God has done for Israel." I did not know what it was for. I was newly saved, but it was so real to me. Only a couple of days later, the head of the cult tried to place a curse on me, and that scripture rose up in me. I have never seen that kind of confrontation before. But long story short, he destroyed himself with his own curse. The Holy Spirit lets me know what I need to know. Luke 2 verse 26 says, "It had been revealed to Simeon by the Holy Spirit." God had revealed to Simeon that he was going to dedicate the Messiah. What a beautiful relationship with the Holy Spirit. They had been waiting for the Messiah for hundreds of years. Meanwhile, the Holy Spirit revealed to Simeon that he was going to dedicate the Messiah. Would you believe if the Holy Spirit said that to you? The Holy Spirit does not just help us know what we need to know. He helps us know what we need to know now. If I listen to the Holy Spirit and I let him be my guide, the Holy Spirit will help me know what I need to know now. Secondly, the Holy Spirit will help me get where I need to go. Luke 2 verse 27 says, "The Spirit led Simeon to go to the temple." When it was time for Simeon to experience God's promise, the Holy Spirit led him. Imagine the Holy Spirit tells you to go to XYZ location right now. What would you do? Would you go, or would you say, "Get thee behind me, Satan"? Do not get me wrong. If you have not walked with God and you do not have a thriving relationship with God at that depth, God will not tell you to do something that crazy. So, do not be afraid. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, as you lead, help me follow you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.